I was able to make the vice champion of Germany with Meiderich. We beat big teams like Cologne and Munich. Only 1 point we missed to get the German championship with a very, very, very poor team. Nobody knew even. Today's name is Duisburg. But before it was Meiderich, a small, my team were only player from three streets. They played together when they in the C youth team until the first team. And I took over and I made a German vice champion. A miracle, a real miracle. But that was the jumping board for my career.
I just want to give people a flavour of your career. In 1981, you coached, this is just in 1 year, you coached Australia, New Caledonia, Fiji, Nepal, Tonga and Tanzania. Did you get bored of the countries or did they get bored of you?
No, I must explain. In Germany, I have the name that I'm a sprinter, not a marathon man. I get bored when I'm on one place too long. And then I like to see something new. The German Football Association and the FIFA like that I go and teach the coaches and give them the modern tactics, the national teams around the world. And I worked in all 5 continents.
Tell me about your time in Rwanda.
There was this genocide where 1 million people killed each other, the Tutsis and the Hutus tribes. They told me that in the streets, left and right, were 2-3 meters high murdered people, left side and right side. And the German government told me, Rudi, we don't care you win 1-0 or 2-0. The most important thing is the social aspect that you try to get together the 2 tribes. Such a hate, you cannot believe. And I was able, I'm very proud about it, to unite these 2 tribes to play football, and good football.
How did you do that? Because, I mean, you were there maybe 4 or 5 years after the genocide, so it must have been very difficult for you to mix the Hutus and the Tutsis together.
That was my job. After every training in the evening, I did not like to release them to go home. They had not really home, nothing so good to eat. The German government, they gave me some money that they had good food, national players. I took them and we made campfire like the Indians made, you know, big fire. And we were sitting around and I made half and half, half Tutsis and half of these Hutus. And I did what the Catholic missionaries 50 years ago did to explain that revenge leads to nothing, to forgive each other. And it was not easy because they saw my players, how they killed each other. And they had not pistols, they had only machete, where they hit mom and father dead. But I said, makes no sense. We are no footballer. I came here that we work together and that makes a big impression. People saw what I did on the field, that we beat Uganda and Congo. I got success when we played in the African Cup against the Ivory Coast, this best team of Africa, what made the African champion. The public, about 40,000 in the stadiums, they were still here with the Hutus and there the Tutsis. But when we played good football, they forgot it and they hugged each other and they felt like a united nation, like Rwanda. I was able to get peace between these 2 deadly tribes, and I'm very proud.
Don't worry, I'm not going to go through every single country that you worked in, because that would be a very long interview. But I am particularly interested in your time in Iran, because you were there, I believe, in 1988, which must have either been at the end of the war with Iraq or just after the war. And What was it like for you as a European to be in a country like Iran, which was at that time very Islamic?
Terrible, terrible. The most terrible station or place in my career. There was a like Gestapo, when girls or women in the street, they were not covered the face or some hair came in. They took in the prison, they raped them and they hit them, you know. It was really terrible. These Iranians, terrible people in the soccer business. There's still a wound inside me, did not heal. I worked hard there with my team, and we had a lot of success. We beat Poland, and we worked for the Asian Games, and we qualified for the last 16 to play the finals in South Korea. And everybody has to give the passport to get the visa. So, and I gave also my passport, and this guy from the government said, oh, we don't need your passport. And then one of the next days, short before my team left, they said, Rudy, your job is finished here because these religious leaders decided not to go along with an unbeliever on the bench. And my team went to the finals. They beat everybody and they came against South Korea in the final and they beat them 3 or 4-1, my team. And I was flying back. And you know, it's always when you get sacked, it is terrible. It was a defeat for me that I could finish this job. And that is what hurt me very much.
Are you still angry about what happened in Iran?
Yes. I have two things what makes me angry. I'm not angry, sad. And the other thing was here in the German Bundesliga in Hamburg when I was chief coach there. My boss said, with you, we make the best team in Europe, maybe in the world. And I said, okay, I go along, but I would like to have the best player in Europe, Kevin Keegan. He said, okay, we buy for you. And it was the captain of the English national team. Unfortunately, I must say, before I came to Hamburg, 6 weeks before that, they won the Europe Cup. And when I started my work there in Hamburg, the captain came in my coach room and said, Coach, we don't like this English guy. We made a Europe Cup and we like to play complete with this team. We don't need him and we don't like him. And Dr. Krohn bought him against our will. And if you put this little English guy in, we don't like to work together with you. More or less, that was what they said.
But these are the players.
Yeah. That is why I said that is a wound not healed. I would like to go along to make a very big team like Bayern Munich today. And with Kevin Keegan, was possible. I said, I'm the coach and I line up the team. And in the pre-season games, we played against Liverpool, we beat them 3-1, and we beat 6-0 Barcelona with Cruyff. And Keegan always scored and was the darling of the Hamburg people. But my players didn't like that. They liked to have the glory. Not this English player came fresh in. I'm sure today, otherwise I would not say it, I know that players made sabotage against me. The first game in the season we lost 5-2, and I saw that my players didn't like to win. They played against me, and about half year later they sacked me. We were in the position 5 or 6. And then the decisive game came, St. Pauli, that is the other team in Hamburg. And we lost because Mackert and co, they made the sabotage against me that we lost. And you can do as coach what you want, but never lose in the stadium in Hamburg against St. Pauli, you know? And so they said to me, and that is not right. I work day and night for that. And then my own players, they said to me, you know, that is the hardest thing, what can happen to a coach. And then I went, I was so fed up. I went away as far as possible in the world. I went to an offer from Australian Soccer Association and I became the national coach of Australia. You know, football gives the coach beautiful life, that you are proud, you make good money. That is the fantastic life. But it gives also the terrible life, like I had in Hamburg and in Tehran.
Rudy, these days, two of the big issues in football are racism and match fixing. Have you seen much of either in your career?
I was in Kathmandu, and they made me to the national coach. And there also we played for the Asian Games. And my team were, except one, two players, all Gurkhas and very strong fighters. We played one of these rich oil countries. And they told me, Rudy, you are out. You cannot, if you win against us, doesn't matter. But maybe you can line up a second team. We need to win at least 8-0. And I say, you idiots, I cannot say to my player, let the goals in 8, we have to lose. What national coach? I'm proud national coach. But don't forget your family. We give you a year contract where I can get $500,000 for a not so famous soccer coach like he. It would change my whole life, you know. Even we can give you more money because our Emir comes in. And of course, we must win 8-0. I spoke with my wife. And she, on one side, said it would be nice to be there a year and to make so big money. But, Rudy, don't do it. That is against your sportive things. And I did not. I could not do it. I was not able to go to my... Even it was dangerous here with these Gurkha knives. Maybe if I say to my player, let them win, maybe they killed me. But I was not afraid about it because inside I have as a coach in football so much honor that I could not do it. 4-1, we lost this game. Today I'm very happy that I did not make this criminal act to speak with my players to lose the game. Also, my wife, I would lose all the respect from her because she is a sportive fanatic.